Happy New Year, and welcome to the third season of The Right Focus, which officially starts with this episode. Let's start 2022 off with our number four resolution. We resolve to be a writer. Wait, number four? Where's one and two and three, you ask? Well, number one is a resolution about yourself. Number two is a resolution about your loved ones. Number three should be your current bill-paying job. That puts writing at number four. And that's okay, as long as you actively plan to succeed and pursue it with devotion. How do we plan to succeed with writing? Well, how do we succeed at anything? Maybe this episode can help. Welcome to The Right Focus, a podcast for writers, newbies and veterans, and everyone in between. We're hosted by M.A. Lee with the assistance of Remy Black and Edie Runes, all from Writers Inc. Books. Our focus is productivity, process, craft, and tools. Each episode lasts as long as it takes to fix a quick dinner, grab a short commute, or take a brisk walk. Resources and links are in the show notes. Visit us at therightfocus.blogspot.com. Now, on to this week's episode. Happy New Year! Time to set priorities. Number one, family and friends. Fun times. Gatherings. Mark them out on your calendar. Number two, yourself. Mental, intellectual, or physical, or spiritual. We have to guard against mental exhaustion and stress. We need to work on our exercise and nutrition. And we need to have our spiritual connections throughout the year. Our job pays the bills. If we want our writing career to advance, we have to continue our bill-paying job. Don't quit the job at the first flush of success. Be certain your success is sustainable. Finally, resolution number four, our writing life. A and B and C. A is to maintain our creative spark. B is to cope with the grind. We may be writing, which is doing what we love, but some days are still hard to get through. Writer's block, all sorts of things. I'll put some links to writer's block episodes that we did earlier in the show notes. And one of the ways that we maintain a creative spark is by learning new things. So here we are at our resolutions. Many people have devoted New Year's Day to making their list or making their 100-item bucket list or things of that sort. Did you include writing? If you love writing, you should. If you've been working on your writing, what can you do to challenge yourself to do more and more every year? Many people don't use New Year's Day as their starting point. They might use the first day of spring, or the first day of summer, or the first day of September. I can't wait for New Year. I do my major reset on the first Advent. I have my writing goals, my biz goals, and my promotion goals. That all falls under the major heading of writing. But we have to be specific with it. Otherwise, we just drift through the year. And that gets nothing really accomplished. Since the primary focus is writing rather than biz or promotions, I realize that writing has to occur in six different stages. So I start planning my year based on my top four or five projects. Hopefully, three more projects that are hanging out there in the wings will be able to come on the stage of the year. I consider all the weeks ahead and I break each project into those six stages. Sketch is my first look at the story, the main characters, the conflict, the situation, the teaser, the arc of the story. Sketching takes me about 2 or 3 days, but sometimes it may take me 5 or 6, broken apart from each other. Next comes the rough shape, which is a rapid write that forms the basic story, sentences, paragraphs, full pages. I constantly update my master book during the course of this, and I make quick notes on needed research. After 8 years, I know that I can write about 6,000 to 7,000 words per week of fiction. Many times, it's much more than that. Sometimes, it's a slog to just get 3,000 words per week. I also can write about 2,000 words of nonfiction per week. For this podcast, for example, and approximately 500 to 1,000 words of miscellaneous, like promotional posts are scripts for a book trailer. After sketch and shape comes the draft of the project. I can manage 3,000 to 5,000 words daily for that. I'm developing the rough shape into what I think and I want the manuscript to be. I wind up with a completed manuscript at the end of this. Some people would rush to publication, but I don't. I still have revision and more to do. I need at least a week of time for objective distance between finishing the draft and starting the revision. So something else has to fill in. Luckily, there's already something waiting in the wings, desperate to come on stage. Little jobs that have accumulated while I was working my way through the rough shape and the draft. Revision and after will be the focus of our next podcast. I have several rounds that I do during the course of revision. Usually the first day is a rapid read, then 50 pages a day for close revision, 5 more days after that for enhancements, the book description or blurb, and the script for the video trailer. Those latter two will guide all the promotional posts, so I can't skimp on them. Another week after that for publishing and the actual promotions, writing and scheduling them online. Obviously, length of the projects drives how much I can accomplish in 1 year. Once I have a framework for the year, though, I can write that schedule into my planner. A conservative number of projects, 3 or more, waiting in the wings, and realizing that changes may occur. Flexibility is the key. Nonfiction is also part of my writing goals. This podcast requires weekly writing work on its own. After my writing goals, I turn to business goals. Where am I going with this writing business? In 2020, I realized that I needed a different outlet for my nonfiction writing. I had finished 9 nonfiction books on writing. What else could I do with that information? Thus, this podcast was born. I had to research podcasting and audio recording. I had some necessary procrastination caused by fear of failure and fear of the unknown. In September, though, I had removed all the barricades and it was time to stop procrastinating. We started with our first episode the first Wednesday in October of 2020, and we've been going weekly ever since, with a break for a podcast vacation this past December. The podcast met another business goals, one of those intangibles that it's hard to quantify objectively. That goal is curiosity, which I define as to keep growing, to keep exploring, to keep learning new. Once I grasp that new, then I want to be not just okay or fair with it, but good and then great. I used the podcast to bridge inexpensively into the audiobook marketplace. Inexpensively means that I do much of the work myself. With the podcast as the keep growing with new thing for 2020 and audiobooks as the keep exploring thing for 2021, then 2022 and on will be the great to expert levels of this curiosity goal. Here's the important thing about planning. Changes do happen. Flexibility is key. Remember that. Next on the writing list is promotional goals. This category is based on the calendar. I like to celebrate book birthdays. I have about 40 titles at this point that are on the Writers Inc. promotional post. 16 for M.A. Lee fiction, plus 5 bundles, so that's 21. Remy Black has 9. Edie Runes has 3. That's a lot of posts to celebrate. And also, sound as if they're brand new. Now, I need to celebrate audio. Podbean does an automatic post for each Write Focus episode. That's like a freebie for my workload. Also, each time we publish, we need to have a series of promo posts about the new book and how it ties into the other books. So, those posts are separate from the anniversaries. Also in the promotional post are new ways to look at the backlist. Those new ways require creative energies. Some promo posts are freebies, just plain posts with no ad spin. Ads are necessary, though. Unfortunately, I never do as many ads as I should. So, project schedule for fiction and nonfiction onto the calendar as much as possible. being general rather than specific, biz requirements to help growing and learning, one main focus per month, mainly which repeats because practice makes as perfect as possible, then promotional posts, a monthly list, sticky notes with plans and ideas come in very handy here. The unexpected always occurs. Be ready to adapt. Build in time for adapting. A week here or there. We're to weekly and daily. Specificity comes here with 9,000 words per week, counting words for research or revision or editing or audiobook or promotion post. That's impossible, so I count each hour spent as 1,000 words. Book descriptions can take 3 hours for less than 300 words. I count those 300 words and hope the rest of the week balances that low word count day. Scripts for a book trailer is also a low word count day. And building the trailer, start to MP4 file finish, can take 10 hours or more. Every writing goal, year, season, month, week, should be SMART, which means specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-based. Instead of saying, I want to work on my book, say, I will write this number of pages or this number of works. That's specific as to what you do and how. Pages are words of writing, or revision, or editing, or promo post, and the like. Measurable is the number of pages or the number of words. Achievable, well, I set a low estimate. If I have a busy week coming up, I set 500 words or 250 words per day, and I write daily when I'm healthy. On a regular basis, I set 9,000 words or the equivalent per week. As I said earlier, I'll often achieve that and more. Relevant, all work connects to my overall goals for the month, the season, or the year. If I do something not relevant to those goals, I have a dang good reason why. The T in SMART is time-based, and that's the day I do it. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, so on. SMART goals made a difference for me. A big difference back in 2013. Earlier that year, I realized that I wasn't writing the way I wanted to, and I missed it. Years before that, I had set aside my goal of writing for publication. Throughout the spring and summer of 2013, came a series of realizations that took me from wish to active pursuit. But I needed the whole back half of 2013 to learn to be smart with my goals. 2014 became my first really productive year. I published my first book in August of 2015, and over 40 titles later, I still have my right focus. You should have the right focus too. I hope this year your goals become smart. Next up, we go into revision. I revise in rounds of process, not procedure. Then publish and promote. We'll finish this month. Next month is all about enhancements, pure writing craft, just as this episode is pure productivity. Inspiration today comes from Pearl Butt. I don't wait for moods, she says. You accomplish nothing if you do that. Your mind must know it has got to get down to work. She's right, you know. Productivity. Cast aside moods. The need for inspiration. We work daily, and daily inspiration will find us. Thanks for listening to The Right Focus, a podcast for writers at all levels, hosted by Emma Lee from Writers Inc. Books, assisted by Remy Black and Edie Runes. Our focus is productivity, process, craft, and tools. Music is licensed through Audio Jungle, called Background Music Loop. Its creator is Alexander Polishchuk, known on Audio Jungle as Plastic 3. The music comes in different iterations. Show notes and resource links for this and other episodes can be found at therightfocus.blogspot.com. Write to us at winkbooks@aol.com when you have questions, comments, and speculations. We will try to answer you as quickly as possible. By the way, we will not mind your email address. That's rude. If you find value in our content, share with your writing friends or write a review. We're small beans here without the advertising budget of the big peeps, and you can make a difference. And whatever occurs, right on.